Moses was the leader of the nation of Israel. God chose Moses to lead his people out of bondage under Pharaoh in Egypt and into the desert to learn how to be God's people, to learn how to be God's faithful people in the world. And Moses was a great leader, but he was very human, just like us, and that meant he wasn't a perfect leader. And in the course of the time God had Moses leading his people, Moses disobeyed God. And as a result, God told Moses, because of that disobedience, you will not actually lead the people into the promised land, nor go there yourself. And Moses passes away at the cusp of the promised land. God raises up the next leader. It's Joshua. And Joshua has a very different leadership challenge than Moses. Joshua has got to lead God's people into the promised land, which God, we'll talk about in a minute, gives to them. But to have a little skin in the game, they've got to conquer that promised land because they're giants there, as we will later learn. But God says, I'm going to give it to you, but you're going to have to go about the business of being my people and faithfully occupying it. We've got a new leader coming. And God will put on Blake's heart as he does ministry with all of us a vision of where to go next as a church. And that's why I think this is a great passage to look at together as we prepare for our next leader of this congregation. I think there are three points that were true for Joshua and Israel that are true still today for God's people. And we will look at those together in Joshua 1. But let's pray before we turn to Scripture. Father, we're grateful. We're grateful that you are faithful to raise up leaders for your people. We're thankful that in your word we find truth for how to celebrate new beginnings, to how to be your people in new beginnings. And I pray that this morning you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and hearts that are fertile ground for your word to take deep root in us. And my prayer is that in the next few moments, the loudest voice in this room will be the voice of your Holy Spirit speaking to your people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Joshua 1, beginning at verse 1, we find these words. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, and to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What does 2025 look like in your mind if you play the movie? Now think about a year ago, the first Sunday of January of 2024, and what you might have said the movie of 2024 would look like. The chances are it didn't follow the script when we actually lived it out, right? We tend to project only the best. And life in a fallen world often delivers less. So as we look forward to 2025, I hope we dream together of only the best. But because we are human beings who have history and who live together, the chances are 2025 is not going to be the highlight reel we envision it to be right now. Because we don't think about people close to us dying in the next year. We don't think about maybe losing a job or not getting into the college that we want. But that's part of human life, to deal with the joys and the sorrows. In our prayer, one of our prayers this morning, the depth and the height of life. Joshua, I'm sure, had a movie playing in his mind as God speaks to him. A movie of what it would be like to really lead those people, knowing them well, into God's plan for them. God gives a clue as he speaks to Joshua of three things that are promises that can anchor whatever happens to Joshua and the Israelites as they step into the promised land. And those are three promises that anchor us today as we step into a new year and a new chapter in our life together as this church. First is that God is a God of provision. God said to Joshua, I will give you everywhere your foot lands. I will give you what I promised to give you. And it's a home. It's a place for you. Isn't it comforting to know that God promises to provide for us? And he promises to provide for us regardless of the circumstance. Provision, something we've got to have, right? There are certain things we need to live. And God says to Israel what they needed to live, having left slavery and spent 40 years in a desert, wandering, trying to figure out how to truly be faithful to God and live as his people. They needed a home. And God said, I'm going to give you that home, just like I said I would. As you think about your life as an individual living into 2025, what are the provisions that you will rely on God for? Is it security? Is it grace? Is it connection? Is it a home? As a church, what's the provision that we need to collectively be asking God and looking for in his promise for us as Blake joins us and we move forward into this great new chapter of our life together? the comfort that we have, collectively and individually, is that God promises his provision. Secondly, God promises his protection. We'll learn later in Joshua that, and in Scripture, that the scouts come back and say they're giants out there. They're big people. But God says, I will never forsake you. I'll be with you. In your life, as an individual, what protection do you want to ask God to be faithful to give you in the coming year? Maybe you're worried about your job. Maybe you're worried about your college choice. Maybe you're worried about college. Maybe you're worried about a relationship. What protection can you ask God to build that hedge around you? Not to divorce you from the realities and the consequences of our actions. Maybe we just didn't study and get grades good enough to go to that college we've always wanted to go. How can God protect us in that disappointment? How can God protect us as a body as we go forward? Joshua's going to find out, like Moses did, that leading people is no, like, jolly ride. Right? We got our own way of doing things, our own way of thinking about things, the way we want things. And we don't terribly like that C word, change. How can we be praying now that God would protect us from our own desires and our own wants and give us open hearts and arms for a new leader as he calls us to where he feels God is calling us? We can take heart that same God who is a God of provision is also a God of protection for wherever we find ourselves in life. Finally, God promises his presence to Joshua and to Israel. And God has shown us his presence. We just celebrated God coming to be with us. And God says explicitly to Joshua, I will be with you. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. His presence is with Joshua. His presence was with Israel, and his presence is with us. Individually and corporately, he will not leave us. There are times in life where God may feel very distant, but he's close by because his promise is good and his promise is true. Little would Joshua even fathom that God would put on flesh and come as a baby in a manger to prove how much he truly wanted to be with us, not just in this life, but for the life that is to come, as Jesus would die for us and rise again and promise us the gift of his Holy Spirit, the presence of the living God with us, each and every minute. So what's it mean that we serve and love a God who is a God of provision, a God of protection, and a God of presence? I believe it is encapsulated in verse 9. Your Bibles probably say something like, have I not commanded you? Well, that's God speak for saying, were you listening? Were you listening? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And if God is with you, you have a God of provision, a God of protection, and a God whose presence will never leave you. And that's not conditional. God will not just provide or protect or be present when things are really, really good. He will be there at the depth of our human experience because he came to be with us wherever we find ourselves. You see, God came for the people and the families of those who found themselves on Bourbon Street early New Year's morning. Just as God came to be with those who the next night would celebrate because they won a football game. Height and depth of the human experience, God's there. So whatever the film of 2025 ends up looking like in your life, the great thing is you can sit down and replay that movie, and you can see where God provided, and you can see where God protected, and you can see where God was present, and you can take heart. To know that he was there in 2024, he'll be there in 2025. He was there for the people who called this their church home 150 years ago, and he'll be there for those of us who call it our church home in the coming year and the year after that and the year after that as we are able to do ministry with Blake. I will be with you. Not just when things are going well. Not just when things are in the dumpster, but I'll be with you in both places and everywhere in between. As you grieve, as you rejoice, as you discern, and as you obediently follow, God will be there. Meditate on his word. Keep it on your lips. And trust and live in the Word incarnate, the one who came to be with you. And thanks be to God, he's faithful. Wherever you find yourself, between the heights and the depths, thank you, Lord.